this is Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. This summer, the USDA published its final traceability rule, set to take effect on November 5, 2024. This rule updates the agency's 2013 regulations requiring producers to use electronic identification, commonly called EID tags, rather than other forms of ID that were previously allowed. The rule continues to apply only to sexually intact cattle 18 months or older, rodeo or exhibition cattle, and dairy cattle before interstate movement. SDCA hosted open forums across the state featuring Dr. Beth Thompson, state veterinarian, and executive secretary of the Animal Industry Board, who addressed questions and concerns about the final rule. SDCA will address frequently asked questions raised at these forums. This week's question: what information is collected by EID tags and where will this data be stored? EID tags are programmed with a unique 15-digit number assigned specifically to each animal. The only additional information stored in the state veterinarian's database includes the contact information of the person using the tag, the contact information of the person distributing the tag, and the date the tag was distributed. These tags cannot track greenhouse gas emissions or provide constant GPS data on cattle. No other data is collected or available to USDA APHIS. In addition, any producer information gathered by the USDA is confidential and protected under existing disease program regulation, making it inaccessible to the public. If you have questions on the updated traceability rule, we encourage you to consult with your veterinarian. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website, sdcattlemen.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. I'm Warren Simmons reporting for South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, and I invite you to come grow with us.